Okay, so hello everyone. My name is Dan. I'm from CGRACE project. Thank you for showing up. I will be pretty fast, so the rest, if you have any questions later, please, and if you don't understand something, the slides will be available later. So I'll do just digestive slides, whatever. So the company itself, sitting behind the project, we are located in Germany and with some back offices in Romania and Albania. We did both wholesale as well as real-time retail business, sorry. So we understand by now what means a system outage. CGRACE, it's a real-time enterprise billing suite. It's pluggable into existing, it's designed to be pluggable into existing infrastructures. You can accommodate easily new services and new ideas. So it's not only for telecommunication build, you can extend it like the new industries, IoT, electricity, we are going towards energy as well. So you can build anything you like. If you want to sell cars, you can just do it. And it should be non-intrusive into existing setups. So it should not make you change the way you are doing things. We are sharing information with your switch, your router, whatever infrastructure you are using over there. It's all open source software. It was born actually in 2010, and we published first sources in 2012. The sources are available on GitHub. It's all 100% written in Go, one of the early adopters of Go. And we have nothing in private repositories. Of course, we appreciate community. It's performance-oriented, three branches, all three supported. Our customers, they tend to be like all telecommunication, a bit conservative with upgrading. test-driven development, again, very sensitive to billing and data. And modular architecture. It's quite feature rich. You can find all this information in internet, so I don't have to market it to you. This slide, it's complex a bit, but I wanted to show you because it relates to the subject of my talk, how to integrate with your existing infrastructure. So on the left side here, you see quite a number of agents which we support. These mostly are developed by us. There are also other agents like OpenSIP's module, which is built in their software. So you can build very easily and replace any of our agents. So what you will do in the end, you will send your API calls, because CGRACE is all about APIs. You will send directly to our session module, which you can also see it as central point of entry. After that, you will reach other modules of ours or subsystems, although they are also a standalone API server on their own, but you will be using them through our sessions where we implement easier integration for your stuff. So how do you do that? First, you have to load the data. This is data specific, so you have to follow our format into loading your rating, your accounting data in case of doing prepaid and postpaid. And we have also some extra subsystems data, but you will be mostly focusing on rating and accounting. After you are done with building your data, then you have to understand how we support sessions. So you can choose all of these steps or only one, which is the last one and the most important, session CDR. So you can do billing in real time via sending us various messages, various APIs, or you can directly send us the NCDR for building it. So, for example, session authorization, you have the opportunity to extract from the billing engine maximum session duration, resource authorization, various session properties, even password, you can retrieve it from the engine side. And you can also do session routing, because we also support LCR on our side. Then session start when your session starts. So you tell us start billing in real time or start debiting in increments. You can choose the way. For example, the mobile networks, they are using session update via diameter. So you can implement your own triggers for incremental debits. Or you can do like we are doing with open source softwares we support, like FreeSwitch, Camaleo, OpenSIPS. Send us session start and session stop, and we will do the magic behind. And then there will be the session CDR, which can be standalone or can correct the session information from real time. So both will work. And these are some examples of APIs. So if you want to implement in your own application, like or your own switching software or your own, WebRTC application, all you have to do is send us this JSON RPC's blobs, and we reply you. For example, this one is replying with the, we, by the way, use nanoseconds. You can also get back seconds if you want, but we want to be very verbose. So this one will just retrieve the maximum usage of a session. And the same with initiation. Same, you send us the information in your events. This is fully configurable, flexible, so you can add any number of fields inside. Same session update and terminate. And in the end, the CDR sample and blob, same story, all API driven. So this was fast. Thank you.